Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with wonderful guests today who are experts on today's topic. So we want to have a little fun with the show today. We've got several topics we're going to discuss. I've got joining me in the studio, Blaise Spitaleri, Business Development Manager with Rasa Flores, and Remy Khalil, Regional Manager with Capstone Real Estate Services. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
So one of the things that we were talking about that we wanted to discuss was workforce issues within the industry. Now, just to frame it for our listeners, Blaise, you're in the vendor side, and Remy, you're on the management side. And you both have workforce issues you were discussing with me. And then also that leads to, on your side from the flooring industry, Blaise, you've got some cost of material issues that are occurring now. So let's kind of jump into, explain to our listeners from a vendor side, what are the workforce issues you're seeing? And then, Remy, you can jump in on the management side.
Despite popular belief, you know, being a flooring installer is not all that glamorous. So for one, it's a lot of hard work. And we've seen just the pay structures of this field become more and more competitive, as especially after Harvey. You know, we have a lot more residential installs that were taking place, and the government was getting involved with a lot of, you know, sanctioning to make the labor force prices increase. So the guys that were working for us that were getting paid X amount of dollars, their pay was dramatically increasing. So we were seeing an influx of installation crews and contractors actually flooding more towards the residential side, which directly affected the multifamily.
Okay. And then today, you know, all you hear is, you know, unemployment is an all-time low and so forth, yet I'm sure you're looking to fill positions all the time.
Yeah, and it's one of those constant struggles. I mean, there's always going to be the push and pull. I think at the end of the day, though, we at Rasa Flores, I know we've made the best efforts that we can to actually get competitive with those pay raises on the labor side. I feel like we have led the industry in that regards. You know, we haven't seen that effect as much to us in general, but we do, you know, hear it and see it around our industry and especially in other flooring companies as well.
Okay. And Remy, what have you seen on the management side?
Yeah, absolutely. Within the last couple of years, the industry here, specifically in Houston, has seen a rapid growth of apartments hit the market. And, you know, recently we had back-to-back 20,000 unit years. And what's taken place is that there's been a demand for employees on the management side to focus on customer service, specifically the growth of the lease-ups that are in the area, and attracting and marketing folks to the property. And so with that said, a lot of the more experienced workers in the labor force, they were coveted and they were targeted, and specifically for projects that were opening up, additional wages were thrown their way to attract them to the job. And it kind of left a gap in between some of the properties that were hitting the market for an additional need for an employee there on the property. And so when the industry looked to turn to hire, we were effectively hiring a lesser trained employee. We were hiring a lesser experienced employee. And we really were just looking to fill offices with employees so we could meet the demand for the product that had hit the streets. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it's kind of taken a little bit of a toll on the market. I see that wages for employees have definitely gone up within the last couple of years. And the byproduct of that is that they're less experienced in most cases.
And how does that affect your need for training and education?
Training is more important than ever now. And believe it or not, it's a lot of hands-on training. When I started in the industry about 16, 17 years ago, was lucky to have mentors that took the time to show and to teach and to train. And as technology's grown and companies have shifted and put more focus on training, A lot of it's now online. There's a mix of in person and online, but some of the training courses now are kind of, it's up to the employee to really want to be that career professional. And a lot of the employees that have come into the industry within the last maybe 5 years are still trying to figure out if this is their career.
Right.
Hey, Ramey, let me ask you a question on that too. Do you think it's become a little more impersonal and there's like a lack of desire to actually learn about different trades? Because I've seen it too, just as, you know, technology increases, I feel like there's, less of a desire for people to actually learn and really dedicate themselves. Are you seeing that more?
Well, you know, for me personally, I'm a visual learner, so I usually learn a lot better when I'm interacting with somebody. And I think that with all the stress that's come within the Houston market from a lease-up perspective and just the sheer amount of increase with apartments that are available, there's less time. And mm-hmm. so it does take away from the personal interaction to get in front of the employee and motivate them to want to make this their career and find and seek some of that training on their own, as well as the passion that's behind it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you talk about training, there's a couple of different types of training. Obviously, there's industry-wide training, which the associations can provide and NAA can provide. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next segment. But there's also the training as far as your company culture and the way your company does things. How do you do it at Capstone? Do you have someone dedicated for that, or is it up to each regional to train their staff?
Yeah, so we have we've got a couple different markets across Texas that they do operate somewhat independently, but we are one big group. Here specifically in Houston, our Vice President Kelly Scott, she's putting a real focus on the culture behind the people aspect of it. At the end of the day, the three P's are real: the price, product, and people. And the product has obviously hit the market within the last couple of years, and the price will figure itself out. But the people at this moment are the most important. They are our gold, and we have to invest in them. So right now at Capstone here in Houston, we're hiring at this moment. We're hiring, looking for great people. So if you're looking for a job and you want to join a great company, Capstone's your company. But at the same time, the people aspect of it is very real. And so the importance that we are putting on here in Houston is in person, it's hands-on, it's training that we've learned over the years that we want to pass down, and elevating our hires. I think that's probably the biggest point that I could make that we're focusing on, is making sure that we're elevating our hires and we're putting our time, training, and investing the people that we're hiring.
Okay. We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment, but Blaze, you know, you've got the balancing act when you're doing a proposal for someone. You've got to balance the cost of your labor versus the cost of materials. Mm-hmm. What's been going on with materials?
Well, materials is, it's been like a yo-yo. It really has. There's been no consistency. And every time we feel like we've gotten a good grasp, we've learned over the last 18 to 24 months that usually there's another price increase looming. So we've gotten about 6 or 7 of them over the last 2 years, which, you know, as Ramey can contest to, it's not fun when you get that news. But we're very transparent with all of our dealings as far as the prices is concerned. We have great partnerships with our suppliers that provide us with the documentation so we can present it, you know, to our partners, saying, hey, this is what's going on in our industry. You know, this is the unfortunate truth of it, and this has to get passed on because, you know, it's the cost of doing business at the end of the day. I did want to touch base on the training, if I can
sure.
just kind of go back to, because over the last couple of years, too, and we've noticed it as well, especially with as technology, you know, I call it the gift and the curse at the end of the day. You know, as much great as it gives us, it also leads to a lot of distractions as well, and that can trickle over. So we've, over the last couple of years, have changed a lot of our training processes, and every single position in our company too, we've created developmental plans and like a mentorship so that we would have a couple people assigned to these individuals that are joining our force. And actually, we got one of them with us today that's sitting back in the corner. It's Aceta Gonzalez. But they have to go through a checklist and really master, because there's so many different components in all of our businesses.
Sure.
So really trying to master that and have a mentorship and people that they can lean on and call on that have been in, you know, the industry, like Ramey for 16 years, or like myself with Rasa for 10. And, you know, we can mentor and try to build that desire as well, so they find the passion in what we're doing, because at the end of the day, it's all about our customers. It's all about, you know, just being focused on their satisfaction and loyalty as well.
Sure. Well, in our last minute, I want to ask you, when we were talking about materials, because you hear all the discussions about the tariffs that the government has been, how has that affected your industry?
Well, you know, it's all products that were manufactured in China. And there's a lot of the hard surface is actually manufactured in China, like the vinyl planks that are very popular among multifamily use. So that has actually, the first set of tariffs went through in September. And then even the manufacturers that manufacture maybe in South Korea or maybe even local here in the United States see an opportunity to raise their margins as well. So even regardless of it being manufactured in China, all of our manufacturers had passed an increase about 5-7% at a minimum. So the latest tariff was actually halted in September, as they in January of this year. So that we didn't get that extra 10% that was going to be for that initial tariff.
Right.
But, you know, we never know how quickly that, you know, the rug can get pulled out of from beneath us on that as well.
Okay.
I see our time winding down.
That's all right. No problem. Well, we're going to be right back after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts, offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen & Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. We're having a little fun today in the studio. We're going to be talking about several topics that are pertinent and important to the multifamily industry. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is Blaise Spitaleri, Business Development Manager with Rasa Floors, and Ramey Khalil, Regional Manager with Capstone Real Estate Services. I want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, or suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website at www.multifamilyradio.com. So we were talking at the end of the first segment about government tariffs. This recent shutdown of the government, the longest shutdown in our history, you hear all over the country it's affecting people, but you don't hear anything about what's happening in the Houston market. Ramey, you indicated you've had some experience with that.
Yes, Paul. You know, it is unfortunate that this has been the longest government shutdown in the history of the United States. And while the lawmakers are trying to figure it out, I was glad to see that it reopened late last week. But, you know, after the employees missed their second paycheck, things got pretty real. And when January 1 hit, and their paycheck wasn't available to them, I believe, that first week, our residents were starting to make appropriations to figure out how to pay rent. And shortly after, we started to receive some of the letters from the agencies that were sending them out on behalf of their employees. Two in particular that I remember discussing with some of my clients were Coast Guard related items and TSA. My daughter just flew into New York this past weekend, and she had about a 2-hour layover because there was nobody in the airport to work. So you can imagine some of our north location properties near Intercontinental, their TSA workers were declining to go to work and calling in sick and trying to find other means of income. But more specifically to how that affects our business, you know, we have a handful of residents just aren't able to pay rent. And so luckily we work with great clients, great landlords that believe in what's going on and helping humanity and helping the residents. So we did overlook some of the hardships that they came into over the last couple of weeks and allow them to pay their rent late as they were furloughed back their money. But yes, we did have I've got 7 properties and about 15 to 20 residents were not able to pay rent due to the government shutdown.
I have a question on that as well. How does that affect like contracted workers? Because they're not technically working federal government jobs, but they are working federal government jobs, but just as a 1099. Now, would they get any assistance at all?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We got some pretty weird letters. I think the weirdest letter we got was from the Coast Guard asking the employees to have garage sales to find money.
Wow.
So some agencies took it a little bit different than others. I think TSA was opening their doors to all of their employees, but a lot of employees were looking for alternate means of income, so they just called in sick and tried to do something on their own, maybe an Uber, maybe a coffee job or something. But it was very real. We had, you know, residents walking in saying that they could not pay rent, living check to check, and they needed a little bit of help. So with regards to your question, I'm not exactly sure what agencies are affected in that manner, but I do know that in my, you know, the units that I oversee, about 15 or 20 residents couldn't pay rent.
Wow.
Let's jump to another topic. We were discussing during the break that the Texas Apartment Association, the Houston Apartment Association, have their expos coming up, which is always combined with educational opportunities for people in the industry.
Right here in Houston.
Yeah.
And, great time. Great time.
Yeah.
So they're both going to be in Houston this year. Obviously, Houston's always in Houston. But I've been to several of them, and as well as the NAA convention, and there are some great opportunities there. I know that... Blaze, you're active in the Houston Apartment Association.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about what's in store and the kinds of things that people can expect.
Well, you know, it's all still being developed right now. You know, we're in the early stages. The theme this year, or the phrase, is radiate. So we want to illuminate all the energy of the entire industry. So it's a pretty exciting, you know, theme. They got a guy named Judson Lapley. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's a motivational speaker, but he was the dance evolution guy, the evolution of dance.
And they're bringing the queen too, right?
That's going to be for the TAA one.
Oh, that's TAA.
Yeah,
okay.
And they did a little rebranding this year, and they're called Tex Next is the name of their expo. So glad Houston's going to birth the Tex Next expo for TAA and Queen Latifah, you know, the finest of royalty is going to be the speaker. So that should also draw a big crowd. And as far as the educational process is concerned, I look at it from a vendor standpoint. I like to have a lot of fun with trade shows. I was telling Ramey, it's the only place that I can dress as the Monopoly guy one year. I was an Egyptian pharaoh another. I was a baseball player. You know, you use your imagination just to have fun and interact with your clients and be able to, you know, provide the educational process as well as, you know, strip down the humanity, have a little fun, be a little creative. So I look at it as, for me, it's a fun experience to interact with everybody.
Yeah, it's all about fun and education. And I agree with Blaze. If he's going to be dressing up in any suits this year, we'll be there to take pictures. But it is about fun and education. It's a great time. So I encourage everyone listening, if you haven't been to either of the Houston Apartment Association or the Texas Apartment Association, come on down. And, you know, from the management side, we always take it as an educational time. We learn from the products our vendors are putting out there. We learn how they work. We learn how they're priced. We learn how we can get a hold of them. There's a lot of issues that our industry fights every year that are hot topics, whether it's late fees or fraud or whatever the case might be. We get to go and sit in some really good educational seminars, so I look forward to those as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we love to really meet and greet our vendors because, you know, while some believe that we might have a love-hate relationship management to vendor, lately, it's after Harvey, it's been love. So we've needed our vendors, and they need us, and it's a great time for us to come together and really make a day of it. So,
absolutely. And I do want to just throw out some dates so everybody's sure. aware, too, because we have it's a legislative year as well. So the day at the Capitol is going to be February the 13th out in Austin. TAA's TexNext trade show is going to be the 11th to the 13th. And then
is that April?
Of April,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot about the month. That's all right.
It'll be here before you know it.
And then HAA's expo is going to be May the 16th. So make sure that if you don't have it on your calendar, that you put it down and you make sure that you're there.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I thought it was interesting what you said, Ramey, about the fact that education is not only just the sessions that you go to, but it's also the trade show when you get to learn more about your vendors and what they do and how they do things.
Absolutely. There's a lot of competition in our industry, and we've got some unbelievable vendors. So, you know, when one wants to be a disruptor or an innovator or a changer of a product or a system or a way or inventing a better mousetrap, we always get to view it in person, and we get that up close and personal moment with them. And I think that's probably my one-stop shop to make my annual round with the products that are new to the market or the ones that have changed at the trade show. It's a lot of fun for me. I find a lot of enjoyment out of the product side of it.
You know, one thing I was going to ask you about is I know that there are some companies out there on the management side who do not support HAA, and they don't participate and don't allow their employees to participate. And the employees who want to get that education have to take it upon themselves to be able to find a way to do that. Capstone has a different outlook on that.
Absolutely. You know, there are some companies out there that shy away from those industry-related items, and I think most of all, my opinion of that is probably because of the socializing, the intermingling that goes on between all of the people involved, and maybe they're just afraid to lose some of their good people.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this here in Houston, I mentioned before, our VP is Kelly Scott. She's very involved in the Houston Apartment Association, and our teams are too. And you know, I think that if you're not, you're probably missing out. I've mm-hmm. learned a lot from HAA. I've learned a lot from the seminars, and most importantly, just the relationships that I can pick up the phone and call somebody and get an answer right away. Or if they can't get an answer, somebody knows an answer because of the network we've built within those conferences and those
sure.
seminars. Yeah,
I think, Paul, you and I can both contest to the relationship building aspect of our industry in
sure.
general. But it is all based on, you know, really just getting to know people and interacting with people, and whether they're competitors at one point or another, you guys are still partners in such a way, because we're all here in it together, and we all did come together in Houston after Harvey, and we continue to do that and just try to make the best, you know, environment that we can here.
Okay, great. Well, we got to take a break. We're going to be back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. And today we're having a little fun with the show, talking about different topics that affect the multifamily industry. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is Blaise Spitaleri, Business Development Manager with Rasa Floors, and Ramey Khalil, Regional Manager with Capstone Real Estate Services. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management, and Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. Let's talk a little bit about customer service. That's always a hot topic in multifamily. And I'm interested in today because we have someone from the vendor side, which obviously there's customer service concerns, issues, and needs, as well as from the management side where your customers are your residents. So why don't you start, Blaise? Talk a little bit about customer service and why that's important.
Well, customer service is everything to a supplier especially, but our philosophy, and it's always been an evolving process. It's always a tool that we want to make it easier for everybody. We want to make it information more attainable and quicker. So our process really starts with the individual. When we build that relationship, I'm stuttering a little bit because there's so many tools that we have to offer for customer service. And we're such a customer-centric organization driven towards making every business transaction completely transparent and easy.
Well, I'm his customer, and I can verify that the customer service that I receive is exceptional, and they do take it very serious, that it's a very competitive business they're in. So a lot of times it does come down to customer service. And, you know, one of the things that Blaise and his team does for me at some of my properties is they'll drive an hour and a half to go and install carpet or install flooring. And that's some of the customer service that we get. I've got some properties that are in local small markets outside of town, and a lot of times vendors have a tough time getting out there, or it's just not worth it to get out there for one carpet or one floor. And we use Rasa in one of my markets out in Livingston, Texas, and they get out there and change the carpet for us. So that's great customer service, Blaise.
I appreciate that much. and we make it the ease of ordering sometimes. We have a mobile app that you just click a couple of times. It's that simple. It comes right down to our printers. It prints down to our operations team, and we get out there. And we do offer same-day service. Next day service is always guaranteed, but we understand in this industry too that sometimes you get into a bind. Maybe you thought the carpet can just get cleaned, and then last minute you realize there's a couple stains that can't get out. You got to move in at 4 o'clock that afternoon. It's 10 a.m. You call us up and we'll jump through hoops. You know, our whole philosophy is to alleviate the headaches of everybody that's on site, because we know you guys are dealing with a million things at the same time. So we want to make at least the flooring process one less thing for you guys to worry about. So that's where we come in and we jump through the hoops for you. We have a dedicated customer care team that's on the phones from 7 to 7. That's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We offer installs 6 days a week. So that's Monday through Saturday. If you really need it, you know, Sunday, we're there. You got to just make that special call to, you know, somebody like myself or, you know, your dedicated sales rep or team. You know, that, you know, that's the gift and curse of technology. You could reach us 24 hours a day. We encourage it because we want to take care of you. And we know sometimes, you know, people drop the ball and we want to be there to pick it up and help you dribble it.
Well, you know, customer service, you know, as far as technology, you've got that you, with your app that you've got out there. You've got the team, the customer care team on a corporate level, but customer service also has to filter down to the people who are actually doing the install and working with the on-site people. How do you talk to them to train them and on what to do and how to give good customer service?
I'm really glad you brought that up too, because actually every one of our contracting crews, they're contractors. But in order to be part of our team, we actually have a philosophy and a manual that we go through with every single new hire on the contractor side called the Rasa Way. And it just basically details, you know, what we expect out of their customer service, their etiquette, you know, what our philosophy is as a company, you know, where we stand so that, you know, there is no challenges on site. You be professional when you show up to the property. And then throughout the entire process, you have to stay in constant communication with us, you know, just in case any kind of challenges arise. We want to be able to be the ones that all communicate a solution rather than present a challenge.
Right.
You know, so our contractors and our installations crew do go through a rigorous training process to, you know, understand our philosophy and where we stand as an organization and what our clientele means to us and what we're all in this for, because obviously it's a partnership. You know, right. without one another, there is no other job there.
Rami, you've got a different type of customer service that you provide. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I always say that on the management side, we are the liaison between the business side of multifamily and the personal side of the resident's most expensive check that they'll write for the month. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to them. And you know, we really strive to make an experience. It's all about the experience. And so if there's anybody listening to this show and you know somebody who's in a customer service job and they're really good at customer service and they may be looking for another job, the apartment industry might be for them.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it all comes down to customer service. Our residents are our gold, and we have to keep them. We challenge our competitors for them, and we spend lots of dollars on them as well. So when it comes to that first initial impression to make someone feel the experience behind the, you know, 12-month lease agreement that they're about to sign, it's all about customer service. I've got some stories that have gone pretty bad from a customer service standpoint, and business is affected. The bottom line is affected tremendously. And then sometimes you look at the flip side of it and you've got a property that is has its challenges and its difficulties, but because the staff is so customer service friendly, everybody loves them and they just couldn't see themselves living somewhere else. So, you know, I'll tell you a quick story about customer service. My wife, Jessica, who I love very much. Hey, Jessica. she's in the business as well. And we often find a little competitive side to our relationship by who can find the best customer service person not in the apartment industry. Mm-hmm. So just the other day, my wife hired a really, really great salesperson out of a tanning salon. She upsold my wife on some tanning materials and provided great customer service, so my wife hired her. So, you know, I've got a one-upper, and every time I'm out at the restaurant, we're looking for that sure. waiter, that person who provides that great service that keeps my Dr. Pepper full.
Right.
So it's all about keeping your Dr. Pepper full. If you can keep your resident happy, they'll re-sign your lease. You'll spend less money on the turns for making apartments ready. You'll spend less money on advertising. And it comes down to that one moment when all you had to do was react in a positive way to help somebody, because that's the business that we're in, is we're helping people with their lives and creating an environment that's friendly for them to live in. So
I got an exact opposite story about somebody that was lacking customer service. I won't
oh,
say
Oh, I heard where, about this. Yeah,
tell me. It was at a pharmacy. It was actually right after Christmas, and you know, realizing that I have two children, realizing that most of the toys don't come with batteries. So I had to run out quick to this local pharmacy, and there was a gentleman ringing out the lady in front of me, and I just noticed his interaction was just, you know, not very interactive. It was like phone number and then nothing else, and then just click, clack, click. And transaction made. I walk up, I was standing right behind her. I walk up to the register. He just walks away. Doesn't say anything. Walks away and just starts talking to somebody like randomly on the side that also works there.
But he's serving, he's helping you next?
He was supposed to. Didn't happen right away. I did drop the batteries on the table, like kind of a little bit loud enough to be like, just look over here. Like, I don't know how you missed me. I'm 6'5". I was standing right behind this lady that couldn't have been more than 5'5". So I'm like a foot behind her. You see my head over her head. Or, oh, yeah. Anyway, that's not somebody that we would want to hire in a customer service. Sure. Is the point I'm trying to make. I did eventually get rang out.
You know, the interesting thing is that on past shows, I've had all kinds of different people from the management side in here, and we sometimes will talk about how do you find personnel, and what you said about finding servers in restaurants. You have a great server, you give them a card, you know, that type of thing. But the interesting thing, and I've said this on several past shows, is I talked to a lot of people in the industry over the years, and I have only found one person in the industry who started out in management and then moved to leasing. It seems like everybody starting out, even past presidents recently of the TAA and HAA, they started out in leasing, thought it was just going to be a part-time job, and ended up not only being in the industry, but rising to the top of the industry, you know, after years of doing it.
Absolutely. That's how I started my career, and the people that taught me and paid forward their experiences and their learnings to me, I greatly appreciate them, because it just doesn't really seem to happen like that anymore. And you kind of find yourself in multifamily, and you're in it for the people aspect of it. If you're not in it for the people aspect in it, you're definitely in the wrong business. But usually you can tell, you can walk in a property really quick. I mean, we buy... If you're aware, everybody buys things off of senses. There's five major senses. You're going to buy something based upon a sense, whether you smell it, see it, touch it, whatever it is. As soon as you walk in that apartment office and you feel the negative energy from someone who's either provided bad customer service or doesn't want to help, you feel it immediately. You're much less likely to buy.
Yeah.
I'm a product of the flooring world. I was born into this. My father was an installation contractor, and then we owned a small business doing small area rugs, carpet binding, and fringe. So I was just a product of floors that ended up in the multifamily industry when I moved down to Texas, and I'm really glad I did, because it's provided me with a great insight on an industry. You know, we did more residential and commercial, and, you know, multifamily is just fantastic and is filled with great people. And you know, when you find the positive ones and ones that really have passion for what they do, you know, I wouldn't trade this for anything else in the world.
That's right. Well, that's great. We got one more segment to go. We're going to be back with our final segment after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts, offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and today we're having a little fun with the show, talking about several different topics. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is Blaise Spitaleri, Business Development Manager with Rasa Floors, and Rami Khalil, Regional Manager with Capstone Real Estate Services. You know, we just went into our new year, 2019. We're still in January. Rami, you go through a big budgeting process starting, I guess, in July, August, and working your way to you get the final approval from your owners. I know, Blaise, you're probably a part of that by providing, you know, quotes and things for people. Now that you've gone through that budgeting process last year, you've got to put it in place in 2019. What kind of advice, what do you try to do when you're starting out the new year with that new budget?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you spend a lot of time going over line item by line item, making sure you're accounting for all the nuts and bolts of the property. And there's things that change, and we spoke about those in some of the previous segments from a cost perspective, and, you know, really what to anticipate from here locally in Houston from a demand aspect. You know, the price of oil is always a big topic of conversation that drives our economy here locally, but you know, personally, me, over the last couple of years, I've you know, heard a lot of the pundits and the professionals talk about growth or lack of growth here in the Houston market. And, you know, I kind of expect a pretty steady year. I think you'll probably, you know, see some growth towards the end of 2019. But the first 6 to 8 months will probably be a lot of what we've seen in the last, you know, 6 to 8 months of 2018. But going through the budget season, I'm glad it's over. You know, my clients were all very nice to me this go around, so we did get some generous budgets approved. But at the same time, on the management side, you've got to stand up and make sure that we've got the money to operate the property effectively. And really, you know, it all comes down to January, one of the tougher months from a leasing velocity standpoint. You're coming off of credit card bills and possibly trips or presents off of Christmas, and then you're waiting for the IRS to come back to work,
yeah.
and then pay you your IRS refund, and then things kind of ease up a little bit. So from a leasing velocity standpoint, it's not our strongest time of the year. Some submarkets will see an increase in velocity, but really what you've got to do is you've got to meet your total income number for January. Otherwise, you're behind the gun starting out on a negative variance for your income for the year. So I'd say, you know, if you're a property manager out there, really pick up your budget and read it and learn it, and make sure you're ready for the things throughout the year that are your one-off expense items, and make sure you're increasing your market rents at the right time throughout the year. You're not missing that, and it just all comes down to making sure you hit your first month of January. So we're just now closing out January. I can't believe January is almost over.
Yeah, it happened so quick.
But yeah, the first year of 2019, the first month of 2019 is looking pretty good, actually.
Not a lot of concessions out there?
You know, concessions are dwindling down. The Class A products definitely still has a bunch of concessions out there, and I think that it has tailed off as some of the product has filled up their buildings. With my specific portfolio, I don't really have too many concessions. We are looking at really understanding our submarkets and our comps and pricing right, and really staying away from a concession war that has taken place over the last couple of years here in the market. So I think concessions are headed in the right direction at the time.
Yeah. And Blaise, as far as your participation when it comes to budgeting, what kind of things are you asked to do?
Well, we're asked to provide, you know, pricing for their communities as far as their flooring needs are concerned. But the instability of all of that has, you know, definitely probably annoyed you guys a little bit.
Well, I can say on some projects where we would have typically put vinyl in, now we're looking at carpet because of the expense.
And that all is going to depend too on, like, you know, what the ROI goals too are. Mm-hmm. You know, do you want to pay more upfront now to get your all areas of, you know, vinyl plank, or, you know, just the hard surface in general, and eliminate some of the more traditional carpet areas? So you did see for a while, you know, carpets just in the bedrooms, and then the rest of the unit vinyl plank or sheet vinyl. And then you started seeing it go wall to wall of just hard surface on the first floors. Well, now you're starting to see it kind of come back to, you know, carpet back in the living room and in the bedrooms, you know, and that's for, you know, to be a little more cost effective in the influx that's been going on in the pricing world. So we do upfront apologize to any inconvenience that it is for the budget, but the budget is a roadmap.
Yeah, you know? It's a roadmap.
And we deal with, you know, our own budgets on our side too. And you know, that fluctuates too because of a lot of the prices of raw materials and labor and everything that goes into, you know, some of the changing of economy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, from my perspective, when it comes to budgeting, you know, Capstone really spends a lot of time working with their vendors. We've got a very wonderful group of select vendors that give us the rock bottom prices, so we can leverage their buying power and how much they warehouse and how much they inventory, and we can piggyback off of that. So while our vendor list isn't huge, it is, you know, it's pretty fairly large, and we've got some competitors on there that go up against each other. But at the same time, it's all about price driven. Budgetary items, and a lot of times with my clients, it's what's the cheapest.
Right.
Yeah.
I always try to, you know, to piggyback off that same idea, I always get questioned with the old apples to apples pricing, and it's really hard to ever say what's real apples to apples just because of our value add-on that's actually, you know, priced in all of our services. You know, we believe in transparent pricing, so we never, like, add additional things to your bids. You know, I mean, God forbid we have a subfloor, then, you know, we walk into those units sometimes, and, you know, that's not fun for anybody, but we'll stop the work and let you guys know. But we include everything in our pricing where, you know, there are some folks that don't do that.
Right.
That's one of the reasons I use him specifically on property out in Livingston is because they don't charge me a trip charge. Mm. So, you know, just that customer service, that all-in-one pricing for an hour and a half drive one way.
Right.
That's beneficial to me from a cost perspective.
And if anybody's out there listening, we do cover from Conroe to Galveston, Port Lavaca, Victoria, out to Lake Charles, Louisiana, and everywhere in between.
Okay.
That's in our Houston market. Okay. All over Texas, though, we got you.
Rami, I want to ask you, because you had mentioned the leasing velocity slows down. Mm-hmm. What are some of the I think our listeners will be interested to know, what are some of the tricks or tips that you've seen or that you guys have tried to do to, in the slower times of year, to increase that velocity and to get people to...
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of, without giving all my secrets away,
sure,
there's a lot of little things you can do out there. I think the biggest thing that I can give advice for people that are maybe seeing some stagnant, slower leasing offices right now is, if you're not changing or adapting, you're probably going to get left behind. If you don't know what your competitors are doing right now, you're probably in the dark. You really got to understand your submarket. You got to take time to drive it and be a part of it. Visit it at night, visit it in the morning, visit it in the afternoon, and really truly dig in and understand. So from being different, I would say, you know, social media, there's a ton of savvy social media millennials out there that are coming up with lots of creative ways to attract people with, you know, maybe a contest or just a like contest or follow me. We did something the other day that was pretty neat. We did a geofence for Snapchat, where we created a filter and we paid, I think it was about maybe $60 to reach about 10,000 people that were in a 5-mile radius on Snapchat while we were having a 1-hour party.
Wow.
So little things like that, you know, you never know who's going to be watching you on Snapchat or social media. But I'd say just get out there and be different. Don't fall in line with what everyone else is doing, and really understand what the people you're up against are doing and try to just outsmart them.
So you're basically saying that the industry has not changed since you got into it as far as the internet. The internet has not changed anything in the industry.
The internet has dominated the industry now.
Yeah,
I would definitely say that we're connected to the internet now.
Now there's so many different outlets on social media too, and so many different apps and ways to reach people. It's actually kind of overwhelming in some regards.
One of the things that's working best for me is about maybe 10 years ago, it was really cool to text people through your prospects, and then it kind of faded away and it wasn't about text anymore. But now everybody wants to text. So these little text apps are coming back up. Mm-hmm. A lot of my leasing agents out there, a lot of my PMs out there are making pretty great connections with texting apps
Wow.
That are free. And so, you know, just keeping in touch with people, being different. I think the biggest thing is you got to stand out.
Yeah.
Paul, if you really want the bottom line truth, you got to stand out. You got to be different. And that's how you're going to attract people during the slow times.
And I just want to say, I've had several people on the show that have told me that because of the internet and social media and so forth, you have no idea how many people never make it to your property because they went online, saw a review they didn't like or whatever, and never even made the trip out to even take a look at the property. So it's important to keep up with all that stuff. That's true. Well, but before we close out, we got a couple of minutes left. I want to give you guys a chance to tell a little bit about what you do, how you got in the industry, how people can reach you if they need you. Do you want to start, Blaze?
Yeah, sure. Well, I actually grew up in the flooring world. I moved down to Texas 10 years ago, and actually when I moved down, I started with Rasa Floors when we were centralizing all of our locations in the Carrollton office. So I started there as the manager of the billing department, helped transition into talking about internet, streamlining the whole business invoicing process, and then, you know, integrating with a lot of like the ops technology and just e-commerce tools. From there, I actually went down to Waco, Texas, took over our branch and operations there. And then shortly thereafter went down to Corpus Christi for a few years and then came over here to Houston September in 2015 as the branch manager and just recently moved into a business development role. If you don't know who Rasa Floors is, you can always visit us at rasafloors.com. We're a provider of flooring materials and installation all across Texas, Oklahoma. I could be reached at 713-817-1603 or my email if you want to get a pen out. It's bspitaleri@rasafloors.com. That's S-P-I-T-A-L-E-R-I. I'd be happy to help you and just sit down, see what your flooring needs are, what your budgets are, and build something that's going to fit you and your communities.
Great. All right.
There's a quote that I'll mention real quick on air. It's kind of cheesy, but I love the guys. Muhammad Ali said, "Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth." So as soon as I got in the industry, when I started leasing apartments and I realized I could change people's lives through service, I jumped on it immediately and it became my career. I didn't know it become my career, but through a lot of great mentors and a lot of great companies that I've worked for, it became my career. So I started out leasing apartments here in Houston, Texas. Glad to say I'm still here in Houston, Texas. Right now I'm currently a regional manager with Capstone Real Estate Services. Doing a lot of great things here in Houston. Capstone's changing a lot right now. So keep an eye on us. But if you want to reach me, you can reach me at Ramey, which is spelled R-A-M-E-Y, .Khalil, K-H-A-L-I-L, at capstonemanagement.com. If you wrote that down and you're looking for a job, send your resume to us. We would love to meet you. And thanks for your time today, Paul.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, that was a great show. Thank you guys for coming in. We are going to be back next Friday and each and every Friday right here at 10 a.m. with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.